Thanks for joining us. We continue our journey through the Gospels today, Matthew 5, 11 and 12, as we continue in the Beatitudes. Blessed are you, Jesus said, when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely accuse you and say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Sometimes persecution leads to the loss of property or life. Sometimes persecution leads to loss of property. Sometimes persecution comes from in the form of personal abuse. Now, to be clear, this mistreatment is not brought on by something you said or did. Persecution comes because of your relationship with Jesus and your commitment to follow hard after him. The word insult in today's passage means to injure the reputation of, to malign. This takes place when you are the subject of vicious rumors, when you are the target of a slander campaign, when you're being laughed at for your faith. Insult may result in losing your position at work, being overlooked for advancement in your job, being ridiculed even in your home, and in some cases, being disowned by your family. Persecute and insult are painful. There's no doubt about that. But Jesus tells us to put the insults and persecution in historical and eternal perspective. You're not the first to be mistreated. They persecuted the prophets before you. This earth, Jesus reminds us, is not our final destination. It's simply a layover. Great rewards are awaiting you in heaven when you follow hard after Jesus. Father, I admit, though, that insult is painful, and I feel the hurt and the mistreatment. I want justice, so I desire to strike back. Help me to keep a greater perspective, an eternal perspective. Keep my eye on the eternal reward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.